Real businesses like Malibu Apothecary rely on Spectrum to keep them connected.
We're a fragrance company, but we also have a lot of technology that we use. Spectrum is really the backbone of any of the business we do here. Having a reliable, fast internet service that can fit my budget is really great. I traded a 9 to 5 for a 5 to 9. It's a lot of work, but I love it.
Spectrum Business Internet starts at $40 a month when bundled. Learn more at spectrum.com/business. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
Want to pull off the season's freshest trends? You just need the right shoes. That's where Designer Shoe Warehouse comes in. Loving wide-leg jeans? Pair them with sleek, low-profile sneakers. Obsessed with the sheer trend? Try it with mesh flats. Feeling boho? Comfy sandals nail the whole free-spirited thing. Find on-trend shoes from the brands you love, like Birkenstock, Nike, Adidas, and more at DSW.
Dollar Shave Club is the real grooming MVP. Their six-blade razor gives you the closest, most comfortable shave. The four-blade features swift rinse tech for longer, thicker hair. And the handle has a no-slip 360-degree diamond pattern grip for comfort and control. Shave butter works great with their razors. It's translucent for precision and delivers a long-lasting glide that hydrates the skin. Visit dollarshaveclub.com/homerun and use code HOMERUN for 20% off your order of $20 or more. Plus free shipping. Whatever you shave, welcome to the club.
Billy Jaffe of NHL Network and Sports USA joining us now on the Joe Rose Show. Josh Appel, Dan Day in for Joe Rose and for Hollywood. Billy Jaffe, thanks so much for taking the time this morning.
Yeah, good morning. How you guys doing?
Good, good. Game 6, Stanley Cup Final tonight, Panthers and Oilers. Billy, I want to start here because you're someone who has covered Brad Marchand for a long time, of course, as long as you've covered the league, but you're up in Boston as well. Are you even a little bit surprised at the way Brad Marchand has performed in this Stanley Cup final and really throughout the entire postseason for the Panthers?
Nothing surprised me with Brad. He's honestly, I've known him for so long. He is just, he has got such mental fortitude and I'm going to show you attitude. I'm going to keep it clean here on radio, Josh, because, you know, he's, he is impressive. Does it surprise me? I mean, the run that he's on. Well, he is an elite point producer. Now, he wasn't so much this year. Two reasons. I think you guys know the injuries he was coming back from, the three surgeries. And the team that he was on was not as, understatement, good as what he's playing on right now. The Bruins suffered mightily this year, up and down. They were a roller coaster ride at times this season. And, you know, here's the other thing, Josh. He was the captain of the Bruins, and this is the second year of him being the captain. And the pressure of that and the responsibility of that, he took it so seriously, so to heart. And I think that was a strain on him as well, given the situation with the team. With all that said, did I see him being one of the leading point producers? I don't want to say, yeah, for sure, but it really doesn't surprise me knowing how much of a high-level, I'm-going-to-show-you-performer that he is. He has got such a mindset that is incredibly impressive. It goes back, Josh, to his determination to make the league as a fourth liner. That's what he was. You know, you're going back now 15 years ago. He was just going to be a fourth liner, and he showed everybody that he was a lot more than that.
And the fit that he's had with Etu Lustarinen and Anton Lundell, I think everybody, when the Panthers traded for Marchand, figured, all right, it makes sense. Bennett, Tkachuk, Marchand, who's going to want to play against those three grimy players? But the fit with the third line has been phenomenal. And I don't want to get too ahead of myself, but I'm wondering, Billy, if the Panthers do end up winning this series, whether it's tonight or in Game 7, is Brad Marchand your Conn Smythe winner if you had a vote? Do you have a vote?
I do not have a vote. If I had a vote, sentimentally, the sentimental vote for me right now would absolutely be Brad. I don't know. I'm saying I think the vote, let's say if all things being equal, if Bennett and Brad each score another goal, I'd probably say Bennett because it's over the course of the whole entire playoffs. Now, it shouldn't matter, I guess. But if Brad scores two tonight or next game or whatever and Sam doesn't, then maybe that's what it takes. But I really don't think Brad would care squat. He just wants to win. I can seeing him, knowing him, watching how much he is engaged with these players on the Panthers, a team that, along with the Toronto Maple Leafs, I mean, the Maple Leafs were always in our tribal. Then the Florida Panthers became in our tribal. You know, to see him completely ensconced with this team, Josh, is, you know, that's the kind of teammate that he is. He's all in at everything he does. Listen, I mean, he's right up there. It's Sam Bennett or Brad Marchand right now. I guess let's see what happens in the last, you know, game or two, and then we can make that decision.
Yeah, I mean, look, if the Oilers end up coming back to win this series, you would imagine it's because Connor McDavid and or Leon Draisaitl have massive performances, yeah. And then that's the answer to the Conn Smythe question moving forward if the Oilers do end up taking it. Billy Jaffe joining us. He is part of NHL Network and Sports USA's coverage of the Stanley Cup Final. You can see him on NHL Network. You can hear him on Sports USA. Billy, you've had literally an up-close view of this series the entire time as Sports USA's ringside reporter. And I'm curious because a lot of the conversation down here about Alexander Barkov has been interesting to me because he's, of course, matched up with Connor McDavid, he and Sam Reinhart, two Selke finalists, trying to shut down the best player in the game. And in doing so, I guess not until recently for Reinhart, he scored in three straight games, but Barkov's offensive numbers not necessarily there. So I'm curious how you would assess his performance in the Stanley Cup final to this point, because I feel like maybe some of the heat that he's taking for maybe the lack of offense in his game is a little bit unfounded because of what he's been able to do against Connor McDavid.
I would agree with that. And, you know, Paul Maurice completely agrees with that. He'll take, if this is an even matchup, you know, between Connor and Sasha, he will completely take that because that means that the depth of the Florida Panthers will shine through, which it has. You've already mentioned Sam Bennett and Brad Marchand, and you just mentioned Reinhart, who wasn't going right away, who now seems to be in that spot that Sam Reinhart might not be the flashiest, but he can finish. Holy smokes, can he finish? And he's going right now. So I think if you're looking at it and if you're systematically or, you know, individually breaking down the matchups, even though Paul Maurice says I'm not a hard matchup guy, you know, Sasha Barkov's been out there more or less, I mean, against Connor McDavid. Just like for the most part, not always on the road, but for the most part, Forsling is out there against him too. That's just the obvious thing. And so I was watching Sasha last two games in particular from ringside, and he's winning battles in the ozone more. He's handling the puck on his stick, Josh, a little bit more. He's just not producing as many points. But there's a reason that he continues to win Selkies, because it's the best two-way player in the league. You know, I watched Patrice Bergeron for years and years win Selke after Selke. Now Patrice did produce, but so does Sasha. Right now in this series, just in this series, Sasha hasn't produced as much, and that's fine if that means that they win a Stanley Cup.
You mentioned Gustav Forsling there, but just one more quick note on Barkov. You mentioned how Marchand, if they win, he doesn't care about all the accolades. The great thing about Alexander Barkov is that he could go pointless as long as they win the cup as the captain, mm-hmm. as the first-line center, and his contributions will be just as important. But you mentioned Gustav Forsling, and I'm curious. I mean, he is got to be one of the top two or three waiver claims of all time in the history of the league. He has turned into one of the two or three best defensive defensemen in all of the NHL. Watching him up close, it feels like that tank is never empty. What's it like from someone who's not down here watching him every day, but for your perspective, what's it like watching Gustav Forsling? How good is he?
Yeah, well, last year during the final, I did an interview with Gus, and I asked him, it was one of those games where overtime, and I can't remember how many minutes he played. It was, you know, one of those 35-40 minute type things, and I said to him, do you ever get tired? In the interview, I said, all right, I know it's this, that, you say all the right things, do you ever get tired? And he looked at me seriously, deadpan, perfect delivery, and he said, no, I don't. Josh, he prides himself on being the fittest player on the team, the fittest player in the league. If there was an award for that, he'd be in it. He'd be one. You know, he'd be the finalist from the entrant from the Panthers going there. This is something I know that he absolutely yearns for. It's not an ego thing. It's a this is what I have to be thing. This is who I am. And the guy is, yeah, he's the Energizer Bunny with an unbelievable stick. You know, his stick work is spectacular. There was a shift, the PK the other night against the other one shift where I was calling up to our friend Brian Neal, who runs the board and produces for Sports USA on site. And I kept saying, stick check, there's four stick checks, stick plays from Gus Forsling. And, you know, it's a masterclass of defensive awareness and stick placement. That's what it was. And it's not that he's not physical, but because of his size, he'll engage physically with you. And I think he catches guys off guards with his physical strength, but it's more or less about his cerebralness and his ability. Then once the puck gets into his area, into his sphere, his stick is there, he's fearless, and he's just got enough kind of physical presence to eliminate plays. But he's not looking to crush you. He's just looking to shut you down. I thought, you know, I didn't – the first – then again, the first game, I didn't think a lot of the Panthers were great, and that's going to happen. But there's no question, Josh, the last couple of games, the last couple he has stood out. I'm going to say the last three for sure where you say that is Gus Forsling at his finest.
Last couple here for Billy Jaffe of NHL Network and Sports USA's coverage of the Stanley Cup Final. This is the question that everybody's been talking about the last couple days since Game 5. Do you think Chris Knobloch sticks with Calvin Pickard, or do we see Stuart Skinner in goal tonight? I'm sure we'll find out in the next 2-3 hours here after morning skate.
I was going to interrupt you, but that's being a rude guest. I was going to say, you don't even need to ask the question. It's got to be Stu Skinner. And I don't think it's a hard question or a hard one to answer. You know, Cal Pickard, if he had come in and even if they had lost the game, let's say, you know, 3-1 with an empty net or 4-2 with an empty net goal, but he made, you know, 30 out of 33, 32 saves or something, and he was a real difference maker, Josh, I'd say you go back with Pickard. You know, the guys love playing for him. You can tell, by the way, they're trying, but he did not do that the other day. And you go back to Stu Skinner and you say to him, look, this is the way it's been all playoffs. You've ridden the highs and you've battled some of the lows, so to speak. You know, he got pulled after a couple in the LA series, but you say, look, here you go. Here's your opportunity. We need you. We want you in net. And that's what you do. I mean, he's been your primary goalie this season, and you go back with him. I would be shocked if Calvin Pickard is starting in this game.
Yeah, I agree with you. It just feels odd to leave it in the hands of Calvin Pickard with the season on the line. But that leads me to this final question for you. It's the hackiest of hack questions. But in this postseason at this point, and going back to last year too, that fourth win, especially when it's at home, you look back at the Toronto series, Carolina did it this year. Of course, we know about the Oilers' comeback in last year's Stanley Cup final. What do you think happens tonight? Game 5 was, I think, a surprise to everybody in the way that Edmonton came out. It almost felt like they were out of gas, but you would imagine we'll see an incredible push from them tonight. Do the Panthers hoist the cup tonight on home ice, or is this going? Or are you going to have to hop on a flight back to Edmonton again for a Game 7?
Well, it's plural flights. So remember that, Josh. it's multiple airport lounges and flights the entire way. It's all kidding. It's been good. It got tiring last trip, but it's been great. What a blast the series has been. I mean, look, I'm not a betting man, but if I had to bet, I would say the Florida Panthers, you know, hoist Lord Stanley on home ice again tonight. It makes sense. You saw what they did last game. This Florida Panther team learns from the past beautifully, whether it's short term, like game to game or year to year. They seem to learn an awful lot. They are such a deep group. They are such a structured group. They have such great leadership. With all that said, that probably means Edmonton wins when we go back up there, man. You know, like
Real businesses like Malibu Apothecary rely on Spectrum to keep them connected.
We're a fragrance company, but we also have a lot of technology that we use. Spectrum is really the backbone of any of the business we do here. Having a reliable, fast internet service that can fit my budget is really great. I traded a 9 to 5 for a 5 to 9. It's a lot of work, but I love it.
Spectrum Business Internet starts at $40 a month when bundled. Learn more at spectrum.com/business. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
At Designer Shoe Warehouse, we believe that shoes are an important part of, well,
everything. From first steps to first dates, from all-nighters to all-time personal bests.
From building pillow forts to building a life.
For all the big and small moments that make up your whole world, DSW is there. And we've got just the shoes. Find a shoe for every you from brands you love at brag-worthy prices at your DSW store or DSW.com.
Dollar Shave Club delivers premium razors without premium prices. Get close, comfortable six-blade shaves, swift rinse and four blades for thicker hair, and translucent shave butter for precision. Visit DollarShaveClub.com/homerun. Use promo code HOMERUN for 20% off.
It's all said and done. I mean, it's just when you look at the time that the Panthers have led the Oilers, and it's very, presently speaking, you think that this Florida Panther team, it just seems logical that they're going to win it. But again, this hasn't been a logical series at times. But yep. If I have $5 to put down, which again, I don't and I won't, I think that the Florida Panthers have the much better chance of winning tonight.
That's Billy Jaffe, NHL Network. You can also hear him on Sports USA's coverage of the Stanley Cup Final tonight as well. I'm actually watching Billy on my TV right now to the left of my desk. Phenomenal sport jacket that you're rocking on NHL Network, which is apparently, you're in two places at once. Really unbelievable, the magic of entertainment. Billy,
yes.
I appreciate your time this morning. Thank you very much for taking some, and I'll see you at the arena later.
Okay, thanks, Josh. Have a great day.
Spectrum Business keeps real businesses like Rise Bakery connected.
As a business owner, my Spectrum services help simplify my day. Everything we do is easier knowing that we've got a reliable connection. And it helps our business just run really smoothly. Even though our techniques are very ancient, we rely just as heavily on technology. Spectrum allows my business to go from surviving to thriving.
Keep your business running smoothly with Spectrum Internet, starting at $40 a month. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
Dollar Shave Club is the real grooming MVP. Their six-blade razor gives you the closest, most comfortable shave. The four-blade features swift rinse tech for longer, thicker hair. And the handle has a no-slip 360-degree diamond pattern grip for comfort and control. Shave butter works great with their razors. It's translucent for precision and delivers a long-lasting glide that hydrates the skin. Visit DollarShaveClub.com/homerun and use code HOMERUN for 20% off your order of $20 or more. Plus free shipping. Whatever you shave, welcome to the club.
Wherever summer takes you, save on your journey with True North Convenience Stores and Red Bull. Enjoy the new Red Bull Summer Edition, White Peach, a perfect balance of bold, sweet, and refreshing. Right now, grab any 3 8-ounce Red Bull for $6.50 and save 10 cents off a gallon, just in time for your next road trip. Save big all summer long with the True Rewards mobile app, available in your favorite app store. True North Convenience Stores, fast, friendly, clean.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Oh, such a clutch pickup, Dave.
I know, right? I was worried we'd bring back the same team.
Oh, no, I meant those blackout motorized shades. MVP of the room.
Blinds.com made it crazy affordable to replace our old blinds.
Hard to install?
No, it's easy. Even you could do it.
Nice.
I installed these and then got some for my mom, too.
What, you fly across the country to do the install?
Nope. Blinds.com can do it all. All she had to do was pick what she wanted. She talked to a design consultant for free and scheduled a professional measure and install.
Look at you, Hall of Fame son.
Oh, I just picked the winning team. They're the number one online retailer of custom window coverings in the world.
Oh, Blinds.com is the GOAT.
The GOAT.
He shoots. He scores. Save up to 50% with minimum purchase at Blinds.com. And a 100% satisfaction guarantee. Save up to 50% at Blinds.com. Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.